Just the voices. Lift up your voice wherever you are and cry to the Holy Ghost to show us great and mighty things that we don't know. Cry to the Holy Ghost. Cry to the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Please love one another and be gloriously seated in the house of God. Is this? There's a noise. There's a noise. Let's attend to it quickly. There's a noise. Hallelujah. Amen. God will be doing us good tonight. Who is excited to be in God's presence? Into this place, there was a strong witness that came upon my spirit. It is a strong knowing that there is an assembly in heaven. This meeting, it will be an attempt to replicate what has happened in heaven for it to happen here. The way they sing for joy there, the way they declare His praise there, the way they prevail in righteousness, we would prevail. One thing I can guarantee you, after contacts like this, your life can never remain the same. Never. Ever.
Never.
There are measures of God. There are dimensions of His presence. It's not left in the open. Christians can corporately touch certain dimensions of God, but there are certain parts of Him exclusively reserved for those who hunger and thirst after righteousness. So you will find out that we can enter His presence as a congregation, and then there are so many people, you know, singing together, praying together. Return after 5 years. The presence has done different things to different people because our hunger level is not the same. All men are not seeking for the same thing. Some of you here, once your bank account is adjusted, you are satisfied. Because actually for you, God is a means to an end. Once your prayer request, your best song is, there is something that makes me come into your presence, my helper. There's a generation that says, I'd rather be a doorkeeper. I'd rather wait as a gate man in his house than to live in comfortable places. Please bow your head 1 minute and tell the Holy Ghost, arrest me tonight. Arrest me. Arrest me. Don't let me go back as I came. Don't just watch me waste my life. Don't watch me continue to do these things as I want. You know, there's a way God will leave you to yourself when you exhibit a level of stubbornness. He just leaves you. Okay, do this thing. Don't let me. Don't let me destroy myself. Don't let me waste this life. I wish you were praying, young man. I wish you were praying, brother. Sister, I wish you were praying. Don't let this thing continue like this. Interfere. I give you permission to change anything you want to change. Spoil any plan you want to spoil. But by all means, don't let me waste my life. This is the prayer for this generation. Too many structures are on ground to make you waste. Too many things have been deployed to make sure that you miss it. Don't let me waste. Don't let me waste. Jesus, don't let me waste. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, don't let me waste. You see that my plan? Spoil it. Spoil it. But by all means, don't let this life waste. At the end of time, my life must count. When it's all said and done, the immortals must see what I spent my life on. Hanataka peno vete keke baka suza. Don't let me waste. How many years is down the line, brother? How many years has gone down the line, sister? Will the story continue like this? Don't let me waste. I don't want to waste. Inside, outside, please pray and cry to God. Don't let me waste. Nana kapa kato pekete, shetetetetetetetete pakata, rata kapon to freski pakata, jefereke sefila kana. Retetetetete pakata barante kopeveta antomben de fukutuvera jabakasaskia ete kopreski banata ratokobembe etokoma namanto kope jeperekesava. Don't let me waste. Safarasiatananish
enene givana oloko pasai kakapanondi.
It is written, my house shall be called the house of prayer. The house of prayer. The house of prayer. How have you turned it into a den of thieves? How have you turned this holy vessel into a den of thieves? I would waste upon your altar. I would waste following you. At the end, that's all the world would say of me. There's so many things to follow, but I live following you. In life or in death, I am yours. Please, you may be seated if you can. Today, I will be continuing along the line of the teaching of last week. A very powerful series we began titled Battle Formation. Today, I will be teaching along that line very quickly. And I just need your rapt attention as the Holy Ghost puts His burdens upon our heart. In Isaiah chapter 60 verse 2, the Bible began to speak expressly there. It says, behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and His glory shall be seen upon thee. Please, let's read together, everybody, wherever you are, inside, outside, those following us online. 1, 2, 3, go. And His glory. Listen, there's something I want to show us. Elohim Adonai. Elohim Adonai. Elohim Adonai. Elohim Adonai. The scripture says, behold, the darkness will cover the earth. God did not move yet. He says, gross darkness will cover the people. God still did not move. Until these two things have found expression, that from the peculiar interest of the contention of darkness, they have mastered territories, they have mastered destinies, because there were two different assignments we can see darkness interested in this scripture. Number one is not men yet. Number one is the earth. Please tell your neighbor the earth. He says, behold, the darkness will cover the earth. This is not about human beings. It has nothing to do with human beings. It's about territories. It's about space.
It's about locations. It's about principles. So that in all of these areas of deliverance, you can never command. If you have not bind the spirit that holds sway over the territory, that spirit can become so strong that he begins to exhibit, you know, immigration duties, custom officer duties. He begins to stop anything from entering his own domain. And so, the Bible made us to understand in Daniel chapter 10, Daniel prayed. What was his prayer point? Lord, show me, give me understanding concerning what is written of our people and the prophecies that have gone ahead of them and what will befall them in the years to come. Gabriel, from day one of that prayer, heaven already sent Gabriel. From the first day Daniel started praying, heaven said, Gabriel, go and give Daniel understanding. Please tell the persons by your side, understanding. Come on, say it again like you mean it. Understanding. There's a reason why I'm going this path, because I want to show us something. Daniel chapter 10, let's read from verse 12 quickly to 14 so we have a good reference to what we're building. Daniel 10, let's read together from verse 12 quickly. 1, 2, 3, go. Then said he unto me, that is Gabriel speaking now, fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chastise thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words. Next verse. My God. Let's read together. 1, 2, 3, go. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there with the kings of Persia. Listen, listen now. Listen. I told you in Isaiah chapter 60 verse 2 that the first agenda of darkness is to colonize space, not people yet. They know that if they possess the space, anything inside that jurisdiction is now their own. It's like going to war against a kingdom. You are not going to war against individuals. You want to dethrone the king of that place so that every wealth, every land, everything he commands is now your own. Ah! When princes go to war, they don't fight the sheep. They strike the shepherd. They know that if the shepherd fall, the sheep will scatter. Because they already know where to commit their efforts to. It's only men that are doing guesswork. Princes know, what if we attack this one? Every other team will shake around it. And so God sent an angel to bring understanding. Please, one more time. I know I've said this again. Say it again. Tell your neighbor, understanding. I want to show you the things that the custom officers of darkness declared as contraband in this world. Any other thing can enter, but there are some things they will arrest you. The way if you hold cocaine, you want to enter a country, cocaine is part of the illegal material that is not allowed to enter, or any hard drug. Understanding was what Gabriel was coming with, but they detained him. And he explained why they detained him. He says, I am come to give you understanding, but I was withheld. The heavens belongs to the Lord, but this earth he has given to the sons of men. And so if Daniel stopped praying in day one that he started praying, Lord, help me. You know, like many of you, Father, I thank you because I know you have not seen the answer yet. And they have sent Gabriel since the first day. And the heavens are now still seeing incense of prayer rising from that place. So they say, but we have answered this man already. We have sent Gabriel. That's when they now say, wait, where is Gabriel? And I say, he's not back for 21 days yet. They now say, oh. They now checked it and saw that it was custom that arrested him. And anytime legalities get involved, you will never hear of Michael in scripture until there's need for war. Suddenly, that name you always hear, anytime warfare is involved, they now say, one of the chief princes called Michael. This one is not understanding again. This one is to go for legal battles so that you can set your fellow angel free. So angel need the help of another angel. Many people here, you know, there is arrogance in our generation. Just say, all of us are children of God.
Everybody is not the same. That is the truth. The level of consecration, the level of love, the level of commitment to spiritual things, and your labor of praying and studying and commitment to your purpose will make everybody to be categorized into cadres eventually. God is not partial, but our labors are not the same. One angel came to help another angel, so that suddenly when Michael shows up, Gabriel now told Daniel that I escaped briefly to come and give you that understanding, that product. Tell the person by your side again, understanding. There's a reason why I'm sharing this. In fact, the Bible makes it clear that one of the purposes of this great, great ministry of salvation is that the eyes of your understanding should be enlightened. What is Satan's agenda? The Bible says the God of this world has blinded their eyes. There is something about understanding that the princes are interested in. They want you to do things, but don't do it with understanding. Beat around the bush. Do guesswork. Be successful. But stumble into success by chance, so that you will not be able to know how to recreate it, and you cannot hand over the oracles to another generation. Have a successful marriage, but let it be by chance. It's by luck. Even you too, you don't know how this thing is working. No understanding yet. It is through understanding. Jesus, he says, through wisdom is a house built. But if anything must be established, he says, and by understanding it is established. David fought 66 battles and won all. Never failed, never lost, never defeated. But he called his son at old age. He would think the advice he would give him is about might and skill of war. He says, wisdom is the principal thing. In all thy getting, get understanding. There is something about this thing called understanding. Why was Gabriel arrested? Understanding. What is Satan fighting? Understanding. He blinds our eyes so that we will see, but we will not be able to come into the comprehension of the glorious gospel of the Lord Jesus. Where did he attack? The eyes of your understanding. He says the labor of the foolish wearieth all of them. The foolish knows where he wants to go to, is the city. But he says the reason why he is wearied, he knoweth not the way to the city. But he knows that I want to go to the city, but he does not know how to go to the city. Understanding is the how. Knowledge is what God has said. Wisdom is doing what God has said. Understanding is knowing why he said it. And for many times, there are many instructions that will come to your life. Many heavy instructions you will need to obey before you understand why. And understanding is knowing why God said it. Knowledge is knowing what he said. Wisdom is doing what he said. Understanding is knowing why he said it. Unfortunately, God is not in the business of explaining himself to you. To say, my son, this is why I want. He will tell you, do. Then if you move and go and do. How many of you have had tragedies? Some of the things you planned did not work, and you were disappointed for just a few while. And after some time, you realize why it didn't work. Because it was better that it went out that way. That was the well of understanding you fetched from. Unfortunately, understanding happens when a man has obeyed knowledge, has practiced wisdom. Then understanding comes to fortify and give you a good reason why you should continue to obey God without knowing why he said what he said. However, God wants to bring a knowing to man that a man can now sit down and know why he should not do something. He will not wait until an error has been made. So they sent a commodity called understanding to a man, and the custom officers, they say this is a contraband. They arrested. Can I share something with you? You guys are not full. Can I share something with you? This is the same Gabriel that came to Zechariah and say, thus says the Lord, a son is coming. His name shall be called John. Zechariah now doubted. The assignment they sent Gabriel, his message is just to declare the birth of John. They didn't add any other thing to him. To show you, he just wants to show Zechariah that, look, do you know who is talking to you? You know what he did? He didn't call the name of God. He says, I am Gabriel that stands in the presence. He said, just in case you know another Gabriel, this guy that is talking to you, I am the one that can stand before the consuming fire and I'm not destroyed. I am Gabriel. I am numbered among cherubs because only them stand in the presence. So he told Zechariah, just in case any angel told you his name is Gabriel, the person who just told you this thing. That's the reason for that is, why do you think this kind of person can lie to you? Now imagine that big boy is inside prison. I'm trying to see, travel with me. Let your mind follow me. I want to show you the people that fell with Satan. They are not boys. Oh God. Principalities, powers, dominion, thrones, rulers of darkness. These are the clan. If you wake up with zeal, they will laugh at you first. Because they know even Michael could not bring a railing accusation before them. If Michael wanted to speak to Satan, he says, the Lord rebuke you. Michael could not talk to Satan one-on-one. The war in heaven, Michael only prevailed with his army when they assessed a strange weapon called the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Nothing in heaven there could give Michael victory. It was a mission that happened on earth that they carry blood from here and went to give them and say, use this thing now. Only this one can prevail. These are the people you are contending with. Don't let zeal destroy you. Don't let motivational speakers push you to stand before something that can destroy you. There are many of you wake up one day, funny, just say, where is the altar in the family? Really? Really? You now call some uncle. I just wanted to know on Saturday I'll be on ground. We're going to pray and do family deliverance. Do you know the guys on ground? You know how many years it took to secure your family? Before you embark on such a trip, sometimes you need to keep brethren behind you praying for you. You don't fight alone in this kingdom. It was the advice that the Oedipal gave his son. He said, Father, give me one advice. What can you tell me now? As you see, I'm about to enter ministry. He told him in Yoruba, he said, never fight alone. Never. In this kingdom, your strength is your team. Your team. Jesus needed a team of 12 men. Jeremiah chapter 4 from verse 23, quickly. 23. See, keep this scripture. Keep it first. Remove it. Give me Genesis chapter 1, verse 2. Hey, yeah, yeah, hey, yeah, yeah, huh. Hey, yeah, 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 yeah,
hey, yeah, yeah, hey, yeah, yeah, hey, yeah, yeah.
Let's start from verse 1 so that we'll have a context. Genesis chapter 1 verse 1, very popular. Everybody, let's read together. 1, 2, 3, go. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Verse 2, my emphasis, everybody. 1, 2, go. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Listen, listen, Satan has played a very strange card. He had introduced a very strange weapon. The only word they used to describe that weapon deployed against God's creation is called darkness. Jeremiah chapter 4, very quickly, verse 23. Don't forget what you have just seen. Now let's read together. 1, 2, 3, go. I beheld the earth, and lo, it was without form and void. Listen, this is the same language of Genesis chapter 1, verse 2. The gap between these two people. Jeremiah says, me, my eye beheld the earth. And when I saw it at a point where it was without form and void. And the heavens, they had no light. That is what it meant by darkness was upon the face. No light. Next verse. I beheld the mountains, and lo, they trembled, and all the hills moved lightly. Next verse. I beheld, and lo, there was no man, and all the birds of the heavens were fled. I beheld, and lo, the fruitful place. So it was once fruitful, but something has made it a wilderness. And all the cities thereof were broken down. There were cities before, and it was now broken down. And what broke it down? He says, at the presence of the Lord. And what? What made God angry? What made God to? The question I've just answered is, why did the earth become without form and void? It is God that made it to become without form and void, because he destroyed everything that he created. The fruitful place, he turned it into wilderness. He withdrew light from the heavens, and he made sure that the things that was once on the earth, the mountains, the birds, everything fled. Verse 27, very quickly. This is the choice among our scriptures. Let's read together, everybody. 1, 2, 3, go. For thus has the Lord said, the whole land shall be desolate, yet will I not make a full end. Say, yet will I not make a full end. What that means is that I would clean everything. Eh? But this end will not be the permanent end. That was why Genesis chapter 1, verse 3, came into question. That time that God said, I will not make a full end. It means at a point we will continue creation again. But this end is not the permanent end. Amen. We will continue creation again. So in Genesis chapter 1, verse 3, God now said, let there be light. So after a long season of meditation and seeing this thing Satan has deployed, how will he combat it? The new element, the new power that can go against this culture of darkness is called light. So he says, let there be light. Mind you, this let there be light that the Bible spoke about here, it's not just the sun, it's a person. They introduced a person into the script of creation. Let there be light. And the person will come after many years and claim his title and say, I am the one they were making reference to. And so he comes and says, as long as I am in the world, me, I am the light of this world. It is the light that he spoke about that time. Let there be light. Please, I'm taking us somewhere. Just follow me. In the light of this truth that we have established, Satan have deployed darkness. Now Isaiah says, behold, that kind of darkness that covered the earth before, that caused the end of a whole civilization, it will cover the earth again. Behold, the darkness will cover the earth, and gross darkness will cover the people. But there is a prophecy that followed that, that when Satan has played this his card, that he thinks he will use and obliterate civilizations again, that God says, this time, I will not be moved with darkness. This time, I will not go and judge. This time, is light that I will rise with inside you. He says, but the Lord shall rise. The Lord shall rise. The Lord shall arise upon you. That's the first thing. Not even the light yet. God will arise upon you. Then his glory shall be seen upon you. I'll show you another way to render this scripture. In Ezekiel, the encounter of the valley of dry bones. The army of the Lord was first reduced to dry bones. Then God called the prophet and said, come, let me show you the state of my people. And then he showed him. And then he said, son of man, can these bones live again? And the man was smart enough to say, only you know. He's synonymous to the Lord shall rise up upon thee. Then he spoke upon them. Suddenly, everything that looks like Satan has prospered. Everything that looks like Satan has gotten the final laugh in your life. It is consistent with the patterns of God that he will allow Satan to play his card first. When Satan is done, then God will rise upon you. I'm speaking to somebody who is giving up already. I'm talking to somebody who is trying to retire into that life of defeat, thinking maybe nothing good can come out of this. When God finally rises upon you, the Bible says when the Lord turns again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Can you pray for 1 minute? I sense in my spirit. Somebody needs to drop that feeling of defeat. That feeling of, you know, absolute defeat. And say, Lord, I will try again. I will try. I will go and fight again. Please pray. Pray. It's important you pray. Are you talking to God now? It is obvious that the antidote to darkness has been designed and is called light. And Jesus brought that light as another culture so that two different tribes will enter his space. Darkness is like a language people speak. It's like a culture, a pattern of behavior. Darkness is not absence of brightness. Darkness is a way of behavior. Darkness is a culture. Darkness is a ruling system. And so light also is not brightness. Light is a way of life. And so Jesus brought another language into the space. In the world, you will find these two languages. There are men that speak darkness. And there are those who speak light. And if you hear your brother speak, you will know. Mind you, at the end, you are not speaking English. You are either speaking light or darkness. And if you hear light, you know this is my clan. Let me tell you how we confront resistance. Inside light, no vocabulary of negativity. Inside light, that language called light, they didn't give room for negative description. In fact, in light, the weak cannot call himself weak because the word weak is not in light. The weak will say, I am strong. That's how light converses. In light, when men are saying there's a casting down, the utterance of a man that speaks light say there's a lifting for me. Darkness is a language, it's a tribe. It's a way people behave. And the Bible makes it very clear that Jesus entered into time to bring another culture. Mind you, when Satan saw that this thing is looking very impactful. The Bible began to speak. He says, and be no marvel, for Satan has transformed himself into an angel of light. So Satan found out that the light will shine in darkness, and darkness cannot comprehend light. So he said, let's drop this thing called darkness. We too, let's start manifesting as light. If you are here and you are not maximizing your potentials in God, Satan is using your resources more than you. Satan has transformed himself into an angel of light. Ah, Hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah. Hey, yeah, yeah, hey, yeah, yeah, hey, yeah, yeah,
hey, yeah.
At the end of the day, they have studied the script, so they left a mystery with men. They are showing you a very powerful mystery that in the day where men are supposed to do the work of He that sent them, which is a season called the day, that when that season passes, another fake light will manifest and rule. There is a mystery between the sun and the moon. The moon has no light of its own. The moon only reflects the light of the sun. And if you come into life in the season of the night, you will think the moon is the government. You will not know that this moon you are seeing like this, this light is not his own. He is taking it from somewhere. And so men who are born into a night season, they can see the exalted position of Satan, and you will think he's powerful because you have never seen what he's tapping his power from. Satan has transformed himself into an angel of light. I will tell you how. All the principles, the keys of the kingdom given to the sons of the kingdom. The Bible says to the end that principalities and powers will learn the wisdom of God through the church. So if you think you are the only person sitting here, you are truly joking. And it takes a level of callousness and carelessness to assume that everybody here is a human being. I know that Friday to Friday there are many spirits that hang around me. And they are waiting to see the hallowed things God has dropped upon my soul, if I can utter it. They don't know God's plan. They know it when the church is speaking. They don't know what to fight. They know it when the prophets of God begin to declare the counsel of God. Satan does not know God the way we do. We are the only ones that know his heart. When we fetch something from his heart and we cast it down, there are many princes. Many of them take human bodies, and you think it's not everybody that is human with you. They come to seek to learn about God, to learn what He is proposed to do, so that they can deploy strategies to stop it. And many time and time again, you will come and you will meet these people in different seasons of your life, different points of competition. Not all people are men. I'm repeating this thing so that you embrace this truth as quick as possible. Satan has transformed himself into an angel of light. So Satan can use light to destroy you. The temptation of a good man is a good thing. God has helped some of you, so you probably will never fall for fighting in your life again. Nobody will ever see you fighting anybody again, because God has delivered you from that one. Nobody will ever come and say that they saw you steal something. God has helped you. You know what the temptation of a good man is? It's a good thing. You know how good men die? They die. They saw the ark trying to fall. They now went to try to hold the ark. That's how a good man die. I tell you how good men die. God will say, strike the rock once. What we are contending for this evening, just give me your attention very briefly. We will not stay so long. What we are contending for, only spirits know the value. You know, it's very obvious that many of us, our attention is only around material things. Our attention is only around physical things you can touch, you can see. it's very obvious that not too many of us are laboring on things that spirits call precious. There are too many of us that have nothing to give another generation. And I'm repeating this very quickly. There are too many of us that have nothing to give another generation. Everything you have currently can close with you. And so if all your investments, everything you have is about monetary value. And so you have houses, cars, you have some resources in your bank account. The day you draw your last breath, a group of people you don't know will gather. Certain uncles, friends, this one. Then they will share your estate and divide it among themselves. That your shoe you like so much, you kept on top of wardrobe, a stranger will wear it and he will not wear it to church. Why was Esau crying? Jacob did not carry any single pin from house. Yet Esau said Jacob has cheated him. Jacob left home with words. It was the words of the father that Jacob carried. Esau, all properties, all land, all cattle, everything was still intact. But Esau knows what blessing is. He knows that this thing can finish. But what they gave to Jacob, it can create these things over and over again. Many of us, you don't have any blessing around your life. Everything is just you sweat. You sweat! Then you now get something. Is that how your children will live too? There is nothing you can transfer to another generation. You cannot carry something and lay on your son and say, may El Shaddai help you. No. Your own is, everything is physical. No labor spiritually. No single labor spiritually. Today we are contending for understanding that thing that spirits fight from entering this side of the kingdom. That thing that made that captains in the spirit waylaid Gabriel and say, you can't enter with this thing. What was Daniel crying for? He says, give me understanding that I may know what will befall my people. That was the only prayer point that warranted an arrest, because an angel wanted to bring understanding to a man. What are you trying to build, brother? What are you trying to build, sister? Without understanding, it will never be established. Build anything outside understanding, it will crumble within your own days. You will not even live to an old age before you see it fall. The Bible says wisdom is the principal thing. In all thy getting, get understanding. There are many of us here, you don't know what you are looking for all this while. There are different feelings, different burdens on your soul. Today, God is articulating it. He's telling you what you need. It's called understanding. You want to build a family. You want to build a company. You want to build a ministry. The Bible says, true wisdom is a house built. Whatever you are trying to do is likened to that metaphor called a house. And the Bible says it is only through understanding it can be established. Please hold the hands of somebody by your side. Hold the hands of somebody by your side seated and just pray for the next 1 minute. Lord, the eyes of his understanding is enlightened. The eyes of her understanding is enlightened. Your eyes begin to see. Are you crying now? Lord, give her understanding. Give him understanding. Many of you, it's been a long time somebody prayed for you. It's been a long time anybody prayed for you. listen. Amen. I just want to set a burden for us. Let's pray quickly. I sense in my spirit, after this particular meeting, many of us, suddenly you will hear a voice from behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. Listen, there's nothing as good as understanding. Understanding saves you years of mistakes. You will turn and see your mates. They are old, they are wrinkled from going different paths and finding out that it's not it. You, God will make sure you don't even take any step and waste 1 hour of your life. Because a voice was telling you, this is the way. Walk in it. How many years are you going to give to do trial and error? Today you go and join this thing and devote 5 years. 5 years of a life that is not so long. After 5 years, the relationship now ended. Wouldn't it be good that from the beginning, God would have shown you that don't enter this relationship? How did you waste 5 years? 5 years that will never come back again. This is how understanding helps a man. You want to shake hands with strange men and say it's nice doing business with you. Understanding will say, no, no. I'm speaking from a place of knowledge. I have seen how the end of this matter is. Through understanding, a man can walk out of something that looks like an opportunity. And after 4 years, people will say, Kai, God helped you. God helped you. Everybody that put money in that thing, they lost. How can you go through life without understanding? People just come and tell you that they like you, they do this and that, and suddenly you cast your interest to them. You don't know the whole world lies in wickedness. It is understanding that will make that a person has not done anything wrong, yet your spirit refuses to accept them as your friend. Understanding. Understanding is beyond knowledge. It's beyond wisdom. Understanding is waiting behind knowledge and wisdom. Knowledge is what God has said. Wisdom is doing what God has said. Understanding is knowing why He said it. Understanding will now come and... Jesus. There are many of us here, if God does not give us this hallowed commodity called understanding, you will waste your life. You will turn back at age 70 and find out I have done many things I wish I did not do. Do you know the average outcome of many people's life is called regret? One word, regret. I wish. Can you pray one more time? Lord, give me understanding. True wisdom is a house built, and by understanding it is established. Listen, you will soon see the drama. It happens in every generation. People are known to rush. There is something called rush. They will be rushing to places that they have no knowledge about. Somebody just say, this is the raining thing. Somebody say, this is the raining cause. There are people here who want to buy jam form. Calm down. You carry your money and go and put in a business. A business you have not inquired of the spirit yet. Somebody will go and enter oil, and because you know there's so much money in petroleum, you will enter. Then there's an African adage that says the place where somebody danced and they clap for him, another person will dance and they will beat him. That's not how it works. It's not because it works for one. There are spirits that are regulating people's lives. It takes understanding to make spirits mad. Spirits will plan things. Another spirit will whisper something to your ear and say, don't carry this road. Then the spirits that plan your downfall, they don't understand how you are smarter than them. There's one voice. It's called understanding. It's a powerful commodity. Princes are fighting to make it not to enter the earth. If you find one man that has understanding, he can lead a generation. He can tell a whole generation, don't go this path. And yet he cannot tell you why he's telling you not to go. Maybe you want to cry. Give me understanding. Give me understanding. Hey, you can sit down. We have 10 minutes to build something. Especially those of you here who are attempting things, who are seeking results, who are pushing for outcomes that are not consistent with the narrative of where you came from. Especially those of you here who are trying to do something that is new in the narrative of your family line. Nobody have done this one before. If you know what is good for you, go for understanding quickly. That is your only bailout. Many spirits can even bring good things to your front. Who would have told that man that if you touch that ark, you will die? Yet, your motive is to try and help God so that the ark will not fall and God will be embarrassed. But princes know that we can use light to destroy you. We can make you use good initiative and yet you die. How many people claim that Jesus called them? And Jesus says, leave your job. Jesus says, leave your certificate. Jesus says, go to the village. Jesus says this. Jesus says that. Then he goes, and after 40 years, he begins to hear another voice telling him, but are you sure that it is God that spoke to you? How many people have pursued different fronts only to exhaust choice years of their life, and then the veil just clears from their eyes? Then they begin to hate God for the rest of their life. Your old age that you are supposed to be drawing close to God, because of anger, you are now angry with God at old age because you followed paths that he did not tell you. Mind you, there are many voices, scripture says. If you don't have understanding as an earpiece, you know what earpiece is? Something that is always in your ear. Should I take this step? How many spirits are camping around your life? Especially those of you who wants to bring a new civilization into the narrative. Nobody is great from where you came from. Yet God is showing you in the visions of the night. You are seeing a large crowd of hungry people holding plates and begging you for food. And you are seeing these things. It's not normal from where you came. And you don't know that there is a reason why the story has been like that all this while. You want to enter and bring a new script. You don't know that understanding must be your friend. Understanding is a spirit. Among the seven spirits of God, the spirit of wisdom and understanding is one. A spirit, not a virtue, it's a person. It's a spirit, understanding. It is with that spirit you can master Mammon. Mammon. The princes of this world, they will design everything. Understanding will say, put money here. Remove this one. Don't travel. Let me show you something. Proverbs chapter 7 from verse 1. Hey, I really pity those of us here that the spirit realm has casted weight on your shoulders to do new things that have not been done before. Honestly, I'm not pitying you, you know, in a derogatory sense. No, I pity you genuinely because I know what you will go through. I know what happened before a man of God can come out of our clan. It's not normal. Who is this one? You ask the gate to lift up their head. The gate will reply you. Who is this King of Glory? They ask Jesus question. Is it you? They will not ask. Who are you that you are talking about liberating people from the shackles of lack and poverty? You know how long it took to keep them? You know the covenant that strengthened that? I pity firstborns. I pity anything that is the first to do anything. The things that broke wombs. The children that was the first to come out of a womb. I pity them. I know the collision of darkness. There are many firstborns that don't understand their life. Sometimes when they come around me and they are talking, they don't know why I'm laughing, because I already know you are a first child and you don't know that this is your problem. There was a covenant well written between men and God that every child that breaks the matrix, the first child that breaks the matrix belongs to God. Satan knows already. He knows that the seed that will crush the head of the serpent will be a first child. every first millionaire in a family, every first person to get a job, every first person to legally marry, your marriage will forget that you are now married. You are happy. I am the first person to officially marry in this family. It's warfare you just entered. They will want to prove to you that this thing you just did is an aberration. Anybody here who is striving to be the first to enter anything, if you don't have understanding as your team, Jesus, you are exposed. Cry 1 minute, Lord, give me understanding. Listen, I have told you, understanding is a spirit. It's not a virtue. It's a spirit. The spirit of wisdom and understanding. Listen, at the end of the day, the outcome of your life will be the product of all your decisions put together. Jesus. Let me share something before we pray finally. Sir, do you know why one student was reading in the night? Reading, normally. Another one was watching movie, and after movie, played game, and after game, he now slept. The difference between two of them is one thing. Understanding. If you come and look at their life after 20 years, you will know the man that walked with understanding and the one that was living for pleasure. Mind you, I've told you, princes are not so strong. The power of the princes in darkness are principles. They make you do things that can self-destruct you. Man is too powerful to be overcome unless he cooperates in his own fall. You must play a role so that you fall. But if you don't play a role, you are too strong. When they come before you, they are seeing the image of God. So they begin to tempt God to lose his stature. So that if you fall from who you are, the immortals will cry, I say unto you, ye are gods. All of you are children of the Most High. How comes you are dying like men? Now that you are supposed to be praying, I tell you what the princes will make you do. Because we are void of understanding. They tell you the youth is a time of pleasure. The youth is a time of pleasure. They say enjoy your life while you are young. There is nothing more wrong than that. And you know the way you see a quote, then they now write the name of the person that said that thing under it. Enjoy your life when you are young. Under it is Satan. Because what scripture actually said in Lamentations chapter 3 verse 27, it is good for a young man that he bears the yoke in his youth. You don't enjoy when you are young. You labor when you are young so that you can rest tomorrow. Too many people will not rest tomorrow. Too many people cannot rest tomorrow. It will be illegal for them to rest tomorrow because princes have spent their youth. That brother that woke up in the night to pray, that you see him praying, that sister that is praying now, you don't know what she is doing. Satan plotted and planned to bring Simon Peter down and make him a mockery of his convictions. Jesus prayed and used prayer as a vehicle to defy the restraint of time. And he journeyed into a time called future and peeped into Satan's idea and plan concerning Peter and returned back to time present and told Peter, Satan is planning to sift you like wheat, but I have used prayer to go to your tomorrow and I have edited it. You too, when you are established, use this same pattern to restore your orders. You don't know you'll be a mother tomorrow. Why can't you go and peep on your children and see what they look like? Why do you want Satan to take you by surprise? You don't want to know who you will marry. Go and peep into your family. You can't peep until you pray. Ha, Jesus. You will pray and suddenly they will just give you a glimpse and say, one day you will just dream, you will just see one child very sick and you are just very helpless in the hospital. Then you wake up into now and they say, This thing can happen if nothing is done. Do you know who just spoke to you? Understanding. Hey, ah, yeah, hey, ah, yeah. Hey, ya, ya,
hey, ya, hey, ya, 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 ya.
Psalm 119 verse 130 says, the entrance of thy word, the entrance of thy word giveth light and understanding to the simple. It says, who is it that lacketh wisdom? Let him ask. Wisdom and understanding, they are twin. They go hand in hand. You will never see wisdom without understanding. It says, true wisdom is a house built, and by understanding it is established. It says, my son, Solomon, in all thy getting, get wisdom. Get wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing. Brother, please give me your attention. I know you probably think our parents did not work hard enough. I know you think that your father is a slack man, that is not sharp. Don't let life teach you a lesson. The great teacher says, I returned. After all the pride, I returned and I saw that the race is not to the swift. There is a race that speed is not an advantage there. Brother, you can top your class and graduate and become helpless for the rest of your life till you die in misery. It's a storyline every time. You can be the most beautiful and everybody will marry, yet you with your beauty is still not an advantage. David, I told you, master of battles, called his son at old age. So wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing. In anything you will get, please get understanding. There are many fights that are not necessary. Among those 66 battles, some of them could be won by negotiation. Nobody would have had to die. Why do you want to live your whole life in misery? And there's one thing that can hold your hand. Hold your hand like a friend and say, let's win in life together. The name of that spirit is called understanding. The Ethiopian eunuch, he was just open scripture. He opened scripture in his front like this, and he was inside his chariot, just reading from volume to volume. And God says, let's help a man. Let's help him. Let's help him, because the letter will kill him. And God teleported a man called Philip. Teleport him and join him to the chariot. Suddenly a man saw somebody appeared inside a chariot. And the person came with one question. Understandest thou what thou readest? There's a question I ask you now. Assume this chariot that the Ethiopian eunuch was riding is your journey in life. And a spirit came to meet you today and say, understandest thou where you are going to? Do you have understanding where this chariot is heading to? The Ethiopian eunuch had a very sincere answer. He says, how can I, except one explains it to me? Haven't you read that it is not for man that walketh to direct his step? It's not in you to plan and say, by God's grace. You know, even though you say by the grace of God, it doesn't change it. By God's grace, I would, by 20... plus and minus, by 2023, I'll be by Abuja, Garki. By 2024, 2025, roughly, I should be married. 2026, I should have a house. Spirits, everything you are saying, spirits, is a joke. They are laughing very loud. They say, who is this verse? You are like Sabinus in the realm of the spirit. Say, pam, pam, pam. by this time next year, I'll just get a house near Aso Rock. I'm expecting something huge. Hey, you can't build anything if it is this world without wisdom. Wisdom is the architect of any building. If you don't have wisdom, you can't build. Many of you are trusting God for great destinies. What you are looking for is a big project. Only wisdom can help you build it. Yet you are living your whole life without wisdom. You say yes to guys. You ask ladies out without understanding. People come with carnal knowledge, carnal wisdom, and say, Kai, be careful with this tribal. Be careful. People from this place. And that is your wife you want to miss. That is your wife. Only understanding can say, this is the way. This way is the way. Walk in it. Let me tell you a very sad story, then we pray. Very top government official. Very top. For sake of privacy, that's why I'm not disclosing, his designation. Somebody that controls a whole state took a liking for one of our sisters. So we'll sit down like this. Sometimes I'm counseling her. In my front, the governor of a state is calling her. Governor. Then she will pick and say hello. Then governor will say, how are you doing? Hope your day went well. Guess what her friends were telling her? Huh, be careful. You know these people, the things we are hearing about that man, that they are ritualists. Be very careful. Another one will wake up tomorrow and say, God just showed me a dream about you. I saw that the man was holding something like a knife in his back and he was coming near you. Then they were building her heart for fear. Wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing. In all you're getting, get understanding. Some of you would never physically make wealth with your hand, but God will connect you to somebody who has made it, and that's your success story. Then the advisor, in the multitude of those counsel, she now fell for their counsel and started speaking rudely to the man. If you think I'm the one you want to use for ritual, you are joking. End the call. Busy the line. One of that same friend, has taken the number and was calling him. Long and short of it, just pray. The prayer today. How many people want to marry a person and just because of pure envy and jealousy, people start trying to badmouth the individuals, open chapters that they have no business with, and say, see what I heard. I just say you should be careful. Last time I was in Ghana, before I arrived Ghana, some Nigerian prophet called my host in Ghana and said, we saw that you are inviting one of us from Nigeria. Well, we just want to say be careful. Listen, it is better that you say what the person did than to just create an atmosphere of doubt by saying, just be very careful. That's all we can say, be careful. We will not say much. Envy, jealousy. So I told him to call those people and tell them they should give him one thing they should be careful about. Nothing. I want you to remember this as you live your journey in life. at the end of your life, your decisions would have made or marred your life. Decision. Every junction, there is another decision to take. Every junction. Some people are doing well until they married a wrong person. Their life just nosedive immediately, including spirituality, everything drained. I have heard too many a man with hallowed ministry. Many women called to be powerful voices. Then they go and marry one riffraff somewhere. The man is so insecure. He will just be... She cannot even go out. She can't go and minister again. He has converted her to a housewife. You ask Jesus this night. It's only him that can help you. Give me understanding. I don't want to waste my life. I don't want to waste my life. I don't want to end up in regret tomorrow. Listen. He says there is a way that seemeth right unto a man. Don't let Satan waste your life. Many things will look good. Many things will look right. He says, but the end thereof is destruction. There's only one spirit that can help you this night. It's called understanding. He will tell you this is the way. Walk in it. Many decisions. Where to live. Who to marry. What to do. Should I go into business? Should I take a job? How many kids? Ha! The decisions are just too many. It will take understanding. Understanding. Can you cry? Can you cry? Give me understanding. Is it time to enter ministry, oh God? There are many people who have no business. No business going into ministry. You are supposed to be building capacity. Yet, they deceive you and go and enter and scatter your life. Give me understanding. I don't want to be a waste. Are you serious? Are you serious? This is as much as you want understanding. Is this how passionate you are for understanding? Why are spirits stopping understanding from coming to men? What is with this thing called understanding? Why do they want that men don't have understanding? My people perish. My people perish. Lord, I refuse. I refuse to be confused. I refuse to waste my life. I refuse to do trial and error in life. I refuse to live by guesswork. Oh, 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 oh. Oh.
Listen, please. Give me your attention. Our time is fast spent. I apologize for today. Listen. Listen, please, if you can. Listen. Anybody can build a house. Anybody can begin to put effort, put time, put energy, put resources. Everybody can start building. The Bible says there is a season where the wave and the wind will come and test everybody's house. That is when you will know the houses that was built through wisdom and was established on understanding. My dear, you can get married. Marriage is not the idea. After 15 years, you will know the marriages that were built through wisdom. How many people will enter fanciful wedding? Best pictures everywhere. They say they shut down the city that day. After two weeks, wedding has ended. Marriage has been dissolved. Although you built, but the house cannot survive the test of time. Please vow in your heart. How many people will raise children? Although now you are a parent, but then you turn your back and find out every one of them are wayward, very, very irresponsible, problematic issues for society. People give birth to children and curse them with their own mouth. People give birth to children and use their mouth and curse those children. It was Apostle Mike Oroko that says, if you are going in the wrong direction, speed is not an advantage. Don't rush into things that is not the path for you. Don't rush into nowhere. I'm in a relationship. We are trusting God. It's good. Thank God you are in a relationship. The truth is, it's not about what is done. It's whether what you have done can survive the test of time. Many people here, salvation experience was corrupted. They preach about your suffering, your sorrow, your lack, your scarcity, and the deprivation you have suffered, and then tell you a Jesus that can affect your finances, a Jesus that can turn your finance around, then tell you to come to the cross. My brother, you didn't come to the cross. You did not come as a sinner that has accepted that He is just to be. Give that person 5 years, he is back to what he was doing before. Because that salvation experience, it was not wisdom that built it. Understanding did not establish it. Build anything outside these two principal things, and it will not survive the test of time. You came to Jesus, but you did not come through wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The beginning. You have not even started it yet. When you begin to fear God, that it says that is when you start understanding wisdom small. Listen. I just want to challenge you, then we'll go home. Our time is spent already. Did Miles Murrow record any miracle in his meetings? Was there any recorded miracle or healing? Let's talk now. Don't pretend. Huh? Do you know how many presidents that he is a mentor to? Eh? Do you know that presidents of nations were booking 1 hour with him? 1 hour in a month so that he can just rub minds with them and mentor them on a path. You know what he used? Wisdom. The kings of this world, they know what is precious. There are certain zealous people, no wisdom, nothing. You want to kill yourself on a mountain. Now that kidnappers and bandits are everywhere in this, you know, just carry 2 tier of Gary and say, we are going to Kudendem Mountain. My brother, calm down, relax. Wisdom is profitable to direct. story was told me of one mountain in around that southern Kaduna side. Some young prophets went to the mountain from one of these areas here. The next call we receive is ransom. So the bandits went up and packed them in their numbers on the top of the mountain while they were crying. And guess what they probably were pressing for? Open my eyes. You could not see when bandits were coming. Yet you stay on that mountain and start calling people in the night and say, pray, pray, sister, pray. Because what I see, you didn't see when they were coming for you. So now the church is under pressure to raise ransom. Oga, stay at home. Pray from your room. God will answer you. No, they will not listen. In a season as hostile as this, you need wisdom. There are trips that are not necessary. One of our friends just call you and say, Hafa, I beg. You know, say, you know, if you miss my wedding. So they are calling you to come to Maiduguri. A place where, and you are not buoyant enough to take flight. You now say, I know who I am. He that is in me is greater than he that is in the world. You go and enter car. And there are several layers of Boko Haram checkpoints. Can I say something in all honesty to you? Let's talk now. The last time I was invited to... Okay, I will not call the name of the state. You were with me. Didn't bandit attack us on the road? Did they shoot at us or not? They shot at us. It was that day that scripture was loud in my head. Wisdom. If you die, this thing will continue. You see all of you standing here, and in your mind you will say, Apostle, this is why God called you. The day, God forbid, carelessness puts me in a compromising situation. I'm not talking about loving my life. I will lay it anytime if Jesus demands it. But as long as it relies on you, be wise. Be as wise as a serpent. Be wise. Outsmart Satan. Outsmart him any day. I'll just be there resting sometime. Somebody will just call me. Hello. Hello, sir. Sir, are you sleeping? Guess what the time is? 2 a.m. Yes, I'm sleeping. Then the person will say, sir, the kind of dream I had. Kai, I don't just understand. You were sleeping before you dreamt. And in your mind, I should be on standby all the time, attending to people's issue. Some people will call me and say, hello, sir. Sorry to disturb your prayer. I am not praying. By 2:30 a.m., I'm supposed to be resting. Hello, sorry to disturb your prayer. Sir, is that dream again? Which dream? Some of you know how I speak to you by that time. I say, can't this wait till tomorrow? I suffer myself. Sometimes, when you see me on Friday like this, sometimes Saturday I'm out of town. And there are many meetings you will never see online. Sometimes I go to Enugu and I return. I think last week I was in Enugu. I returned on Thursday evening or Friday. I was rushing to just come for meeting. And you saw me. Immediately you saw me. You don't know that since Monday. Sometimes for a whole week, my back will touch my bed only 2 times. And that 2 times is 4 hours. If you do this, then you now die. Everybody here, they will migrate to another apostle. You know the first thing you will first type? You will just type a text message to the next apostle in the space and say, I celebrate you, sir. tap anybody by your side. Tell them, calm down. Calm down. I think I saw his face while I was teaching. He was somewhere around there. One of my young friends, small boy like that. The boy said, he wants to finish God. I want to drink him. Apostle, I want to eat him. Apostle, I want to finish God. Apostle, I say, see, you better calm down. Many have gone before you. Many. Relax. It takes wisdom to tread on the path of the Spirit. Without wisdom, you will die. So only through wisdom can you build. And by understanding, it can be established. I told you Satan has been transformed to an angel of light. Light can destroy you. You can be doing things that you think God is sending you. And then the end, you will find out that it's only zeal. There was no knowledge around it. Today what God has given us is an ancient spirit that the patriarchs built everything that lasted with. It's called wisdom. Wisdom. Don't enter anything without wisdom. Don't take any step without wisdom. And by all means, get understanding. Understanding. Bow your head and thank the Lord for what He has done for us. My life would never be the same. Oh, make me your fire, make me your flame. Oh, my life. I come, Yahweh, I come to the altar of incense. I come, Yahweh, I come to the mountains of Zion. I come, oh, I
come, Yahweh.
As you live here, remember that this thing called wisdom, that is the secret behind any lasting structure ever built, the Bible says the entrance of His word giveth light and understanding to the simple. If you say, okay, how can I get understanding? It's too cheap. They say, if you are contemplating on the word regularly, He says light and understanding will enter you. It's a spirit. Light and understanding. You don't read the Bible because they say you will teach in Sunday school. You are reading so that you can download something. A spirit can partner with you. A spirit can join himself like DNA to your vessel so that nothing can take you by surprise. Number two, it says, who is it that lack wisdom? Let him ask. Ask. See, you come at any decision in your life, you are confused. Don't be quiet. Lord, help me. I don't know what to do. He says, ask. Who is it that lacks wisdom? Ask. The guy shows up with a coily hair, you know, a baritone voice, slippery tongue. You have said yes already. You didn't ask wisdom. You should have asked wisdom. What should I say? I have a feeling in my spirit that today's teaching, there's no need for any fire prayer. This kind of teaching, it ends like this. You just be going home shaking your head like this. There are many relationships that will have issues this night. Many. Because when you revert back to your comfort, you will now start thinking, but wait, did I ask wisdom about this? For some of you, wisdom will show you that see who you are dating. Amen. Amen. One more time. With Jesus' joy, a round of applause. Celebrate my brother. Listen. Celebrate my brother, God's choice servant, Pastor Onu, and his